أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فآتاهم الله ثواب الدنيا وحسن ثواب الآخرة والله يحب المحسنين. In the previous ayat, Allah explained that how many people before, many nations, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, people were sincere and loyal to deen, how they had sacrificed for deen, and they remained firm on deen in spite of all odds. Then after that, in yesterday's ayat, Allah explained that the people of this ummah should also make dua to Allah Ta'ala, follow the example of the previous people where they gave their lives for the sake of deen. For example, the people which are referred to in the Quran Sharif as Ashabi Uhdud, that the king, there was a king and he wanted all to worship him. And when people refused and they went and they only worshipped Allah Ta'ala, he dug trenches and filled those trenches with fire. And he gave everyone the option, if you worship me, you take me as your God, then I will leave you and set you free. Otherwise, I will throw you in this fire. A mother came, a young mother with a small little babe, and a child that could still not speak. They told her also, and she refused to believe him as he as her God. And she said, only Allah is her Allah. They took the child and threw it in the fire also in front of her. Next, they were going to throw her, and she hesitated, that should I just change my wording or what? The child called out, oh Amma, come in here. There is a beautiful garden here. There is great enjoyment here. Come in here. Outwardly it looks like a fire, but it is great, great enjoyment. So people, many other instances of what difficulties the people went through. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, the Bani Israel put a saw on their head and cut them, sawed them into two halves. They took the Anbiya, one leg they fastened to one camel and the other leg to another camel, and made the two camels run in opposite directions, in that way tearing their bodies apart. But the Quran explained, these people remained firm on deen. They did not waver. And then there is encouragement for this ummah that you also remain firm. See those, you are the chosen ummah. You are the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You should be remain more firm on your deen compared to those people also. And then the dua that Allah had taught, which was yesterday's dua, that they made that, oh Allah, keep us firm on deen, no matter what the odds are. Now in today's ayat, Allah explains the acceptance of that dua, that when a person will remain firm on deen, what will he get from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانِ. A time will come on my people, on the ummah, that they al-sabiru ala deenihi, a person will follow his deen properly, and that is the proper deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not a new kind deen, which is a modern deen, or a watered down deen, or a deen which suits the whims and fancies of people. No, the deen which Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam taught them, the deen of the sahaba, those people who will remain firm on that, kalqabid al-jamra. They will be like people who are holding red burning coal in their hands. And for them, there will be great, great sawabs. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said on one occasion, they will get the reward of 50 people. The sahaba asked 50 from amongst them, that is in their time. Nabi says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, 50 I'm from amongst the sahaba. So a person who remains firm on his deen in these days will get the sawab of 50 sahaba. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam explained, laysa lahum ala deen awan. They did not have anyone supporting them to stay on deen. People all used to try and take them away from deen, used to call them names, etc., and did not allow them to practice on deen. وَأَنْتُمْ لَهُمْ awan عَلَى الدِّينِ. The sahaba say, your time is such that if you practice on deen, everyone supports you. But that will be a time when nobody will support somebody who wants to practice on deen. So at that time, a person who holds on to his deen, his reward is very great. In another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to Jannatul Baqi. And normally the salam that is made when entering the Qabristan, he made that salam. And then he said, how I wish I can meet my brothers. So the Sahaba asked, aren't we your brothers? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are my Sahaba. My brothers are those who are still not born also. Then they said, oh Nabi, how will you recognize them when they are not born? They haven't seen you, you haven't seen them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person has got a horse that has got white blazes on his forehead, on his legs, white marks he's got. And he's, that horse is put amongst other horses which are all black. Won't he make out his horse? They say definitely he'll recognize his horse. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah will come to me on by my horse and they will have shining faces because of the wuzu they made. And their legs and hands will be shining. And I make out that this is my ummah. And I will be before them at my horse. At my house at Kausar, and then they will come. But I will see that farishtas are chasing some people away. I will say, but I recognize them, they are my ummah. I can see the shine on their faces, on their legs. And he'll say, why are you chasing them away? They are my ummah, let them come. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, come, come. But the malaika will say, oh Nabi, you don't know how they changed your deen after you. They made a new deen, a deen which is not your deen, a new kind of deen they made. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is rahmatul lil alameen, himself will say, suhkan, suhkan, get away from here, get away from here. So we must see that which deen are we following. If we are following a modern deen, then what the consequences will be. And if we follow the correct deen, what great rewards. So Allah says for those people, فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا فِرْ يَعْلَنِ أُنْكُ وَثَوَابَ دُنْيَا كَ. Allah will give them the rewards of this dunya also. Allah will help those people who remain firm. And they will overpower the enemy. And in fact, Allah will give them the rulership in the world. Which Allah, the world had seen that for 700 years how the Muslims ruled the world completely. And after that also for a long period how they had ruled the world. وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. And great rewards in the akhirat also. Such rewards which no eyes have ever seen, no ears have ever heard about, and nobody can dream and think about such a reward. Such Allah has prepared for them for the akhirah also. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Aur Allah muhabbat rakhta hai nek kaam karne walon se. And Allah loves those people who do good. That is, that they have ikhlas. They do all their good deeds solely for the pleasure of Allah. So in these times, when everyone is trying to take us away from deen, then non-Muslims are making all their effort, and they are trying to show that Islamic laws, na'udhu billah, are barbaric. That Islam didn't give women a fair deal. Many other things they're trying to attack Islam. And from within, and not only the ordinary people, but the scholars of Islam also going to churches to pray. And interfaith bringing the priests and the padris and the Hindu priests in our masjids to pray. At such a time, to remain firm on the deen. At a time when parda is made as though there is no law like hijab in Islam, mixing freely with women, whether it is in any level, whether it is in our makatib, whether it is the imam of the masjid, whether it is in our schools, wherever it is, and the mixing of men and women, today it is made that even the children who are studying in the school, they also think this is an Islamic school, but here there is no parda. So there is no parda in Islam. This is a law which the old Orthodox Maulvis are making of their own. Whereas even non-Muslims know that in Islam there is hijab, there is segregation of males and females. But unfortunately, we openly violate these laws. We sit in our offices with other women with behind closed doors. This is all totally haram. Photography, YouTube, TV, all those who will keep away, for them are these great, great rewards. May Allah ta'ala. For those who are changing the deen, we must be very much afraid that Qiyamah Day, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, must not be chasing us away. You will see these people with their faces and legs shining because the wuzu they had made, but because they changed the deen and they presented a new kind of deen, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself will chase them away. May Allah give us tawfiq to realize the correct deen and to practice on this deen, no matter how difficult it is, even if it is like having red burning coal in one hand. But practice on that is our success. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.